A very good morning, on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Me'ila Yotes, Me'ila 19b, pagination is 38. We'll start from the top, Masnisin, at the start of the new Mishnah. Nene bechatzi pruta upogam kechatzi pruta. If a person had hana'a from hektish in a half a pruta measure, and he caused deterioration in an article of hektish in a half pruta measure, we're going to see, after the Mishnah lists off another case, but that's not considered me'ila, lo mo'al, because we need a full pruta measure, and we're not mixing and matching the concept of hana'a and the concept of damage. You remember from the previous session, Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Mishnah outlined the concept that there are certain things that we're going to focus on nehene, on how much benefit you have, because there is no pagam associated with this typically. Person drinks from a golden vessel, it doesn't deteriorate in any way. And there are other things that are pagam, that are based on deterioration, depreciation. And these two things are not going to be mixed. Or you had hana'a of a shavapruta in one thing, and you did the damage, the deterioration, in something else. Lo mo'al, that's not considered me'ila. Ad sheyene b'shavapruta v'yifkan b'shavapruta b'davar echad. The hana'a and the deterioration is happening in the same thing, in the amount of a shavapruta, if it's a deterioration type item, then the hana'a, which is occurring, in the same item. Ein mo'el achar mo'el b'muktashim. In general, you don't have me'ila after me'ila. Once a person did the me'ila, they have taken it for themselves. It is deconsecrated, and it's theirs, and the next person who comes is not going to be mo'el by taking it. It might be gzela, but it's not me'ila. Ela behema uklisharis bilvad, except for an animal belonging to hektish and a vessel belonging to hektish. Now, when we say an animal belonging to hektish, it's not limited to animal, it's anything that's kedushas haguf, a carbon that is intrinsically sanctified, and likewise the klisharis is intrinsically sanctified. And the Mefarish points out as well that using these items doesn't deconsecrate them because they're still fit for their use. An animal that someone rode on is still able to be a carbon. Ketzad, how does this work? Rochav al gabe behema, a person rode on an animal, vochav eiro v'rochav, and another person came and jumped on as well. Uvochav eiro v'rochav, and another person rode this animal, kulan mo'alu, they're all doing me'ila, because the animal has not been deconsecrated by someone's using it. Shasa b'kos shel zahav. Likewise, if a person drank from a golden cup, uva chaveru v'shasa, and another person did the same, uva chaveru v'shasa, kulan mo'alu, they all have done me'ila. Let's drop down to the bottom Mishnah on the page, one line up. Notal evan okora shal hektish. A person took a stone, a building stone, a landscaping stone. He's going to use it in his building. Okora, or a beam, shal hektish. Hare ze lo mo'al. Just taking it is not me'ila. And the observation that's made over here is that either we're talking about the gizbar, the person who's in charge of hektish, he's been designated as the hektish treasurer, and therefore just taking it with intent is not going to be me'ila because he's anyway keeping these items in his possession. Likewise, a person who sanctified it is considered its treasurer until he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash. Just moving it from one part of the house to the other is not going to be Me'ila. That's Lo Mo'al at the end of the Amud. However, Nosna Lachaveiro, if you gave it over to your friend, you did a Shini Rishus, you gave it over to someone else, Hu Mo'al Vachaveiro Lo Mo'al. So by giving it over, you have done Me'ila. Bana'a B'soch Beiso, if you build it in your house, Hareza Lamoal, that's still not Me'ila. He's moving it from one place to the other. Atche Yidur Tachtea B'Shava Pruta, until he lives underneath it and benefits the amount of a Pruta. It's a sunny day and he sits underneath it. So that would be his Me'ila. Let's do one more case. Third line on Chaf Amud Aleph. Natal Pruta Shel Hektish. A person took a coin of Hektish. Hareza Lamoal. That alone is not the Me'ila. Nosna Lachaveiro. But once he gives it to his friend, Hu Mo'al Vachaveiro Lamoal, he has done Me'ila. And again, talking about a Gizbar, just moving it from one place to the other, he's anyway responsible for it, but once he gives it out, that's the Me'ila. Nosna Lebalon, if he gives it to the person in charge of the bathhouse, Afapishalo Rochatz, even if he doesn't actually bathe and make use of what he paid for, Mo'al, he's already violated Me'ila, because he has purchased the rights to bathe, and that's his benefit. Shehu Omer Lo, because the Balon, the person in charge of the bathhouse, says, Hare Amerchatz Pasuach Lefanecha. The bathhouse is open before you. It's now available. You have admission. He Kanesu Rechotz. Go in and wash. And therefore, that giving over of the coin is considered the Hana'ah, even if he physically didn't go ahead and wash. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.